Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is following on with extended highlights of the second day of the first test between India and England from Chennai, exclusively on TalkSport 2. Download the Following On podcast from your podcast provider for all the reaction to the day's play, as well as exclusive interviews and analysis. We join the action with Joe Root at the crease on 128, with Ben Stokes the new man after the late wicket of Dom Sibley on day one.
Here's Bumrah again, and a defensive stroke that, from a ball that didn't bounce much, actually, but he played it fine, no run.
Yeah, and I think that sort of technique would have been developed on the uncovered pitches from back in the day, where you did need the second line of defence. I think nowadays the pitches, the ball maybe goes a little bit quicker because it isn't from the overnight rain that maybe stops in the surface for the spin. And you have to play that little bit further in front of yourself. So if your timing is fractionally wrong, it does affect that bat path coming down. And I think that is why maybe, for a period of time, because of DRS, people haven't been scoring the volume of runs that they maybe did back in the day.
Yeah, Alistair Cook used that method a bit too. Oh, a bold! Jeepers! That is so close. It's a fast Yorker from Bumrah, and only Stokes, a man with a fast eye, somehow can keep it out. I think it then bounced over the stumps, did it?
It looked as though it bounced over the stumps. He looks as though he's jabbed it into the crease line, and it's gone off the back pad, and it's gone over the top of leg stump. And Jasprit Bumrah, to be fair, Mark, he's bowled, I would say, four now in this 92 overs. In all four of them, he must have been thinking, how have I not got a wicket? Sibley, Root twice, and now Stokes. He's thinking, how have I not got a wicket with in-swinging Yorker like that? So fair play to England for keeping it out. Mm. And now go back to Stokes. His head position when it's in good position.
That's a good shot. Beautiful little late cut. You've really got to trust your eye to play that when you first come to the crease. And he's got it between gully and second slip. And it's a boundary for Stokes. And England are 269 for three. Root taps the ground. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Stands and cuts. Beautiful stroke. Quality shot. And cut hard, actually. He only had a bit of width to work with, but, well, he's in good form. Ashwin now to Stokes, who has to reach a little further forward for the ball there and does so comfortably. He's always been happy having a long period playing himself in. And he seems to be here too. This time he's back. It's a quicker ball from Ashwin. Fran Lara once said that when I interviewed him somewhere, sometime, I give the bowler 40 minutes. If I'm still there after 40 minutes, I'm figuring the rest of it belongs to me. Why? Tossed up. Will you drive me? Yes, he will, but he flat bats it in the end. Trying to slap it, really, like a tennis shot.
From experience, Mark, it wasn't 40 minutes, it was about four balls.
I was just about to say, he gave us 40 minutes for 3 days in Antigua.
Oh, good shot. It's full from Ashwin. He says, do you want to come at me? And the answer is emphatic. Ben Stokes
pumps Ravi Ashwin down the ground for six.
Delighted to say that part of the TalkSport 2 commentary team as well for this series is the former Indian player Akash Chopra, and he is joining us now. Akash, very good morning to you. Can we start by just giving us a bit of a flavour? What was the reaction in the Indian media to the first day's play?
Oh, very good morning to you too and everybody who's listening to us. Not a lot of criticism, what we've seen in the media so far. We do understand that that England is a tough opposition. They've done exceedingly well on their previous tour to Sri Lanka. These are not really spin-ready, so to speak, a dust bowl kind of pitch where you would come and steamroll the opposition and you'll be dismissing them in 80-90 overs. So it is a bit of a rude shock, to be fair. But then the reaction hasn't been that loud either. So there is no criticism, but there is a bit of caution that what to expect. If this is the trailer, the picture of this entire, the movie of this entire series is going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ashwin is preparing to come in once again around the wicket. Stokes goes into the leg side with an attacking shot. It's well played through square mid-wicket, and it's away for a boundary. Stokes goes to 16, and he's got that from only 34 deliveries. England 288 for three, Goffey.
Yeah, you can see with Ashwin, he's going to get frustrated. He's looking to drift it onto that off stump of Ben Stokes, getting the odd one to turn. But Ben's come to the crease. He's definitely got that glint in his eye. He's looking to be aggressive. He's looking to get after the spinners. You can see that he's already hit one down the ground for a fine six. And there he's just showing us he can also sweep a ball as well.
Ishant continues. Another over around the wicket to Ben Stokes. Drives through mid-on. It's a beautiful shot. Wonderful outfield. That ball is running away towards the boundary triangles. And a great effort, but an unsuccessful one. Sadly, for who was that who chased it down to the boundary? Was that Shubman Gill? Yeah. He dived, tried to scoop the ball back, but that's a lovely piece of timing from Ben Stokes, and he gets full value for his runs. Here's Ishant. Akash can answer that question after this, as Ben Stokes gets a full wide delivery and drives through the covers for four more. Wonderful piece of timing, a rare bad delivery. You have to say that Ishant hasn't bowled too many half volley length deliveries, certainly not wide of the off stump, and Stokes has just pushed it through point for four more.
He goes again, and he's nearly out. It loops up. In fact, Ashwin's asking for LBW, so maybe it didn't hit the glove, but that's exactly how Burns got out yesterday. It loops up, and yesterday Punt was able to catch it, not so today. And in fact, are they going DRS? He's umming and ahhing. Is Kohli and Punt too? And they're going DRS. Yes, they're going to have a look because of the LBW appeal.
Interesting, because you just touched on it there, Matt. Punt was shaking his head, so we don't know what the question was.
Adam Punt to director,
you would suggest
play review for LBW. Original decision is not out. It's a fair delivery. Spin vision, please.
Well, teams get three of these now because of the situation with having local umpires at both ends. I think that's an anomaly. This is not far away at all. If he hasn't got anything on this, it'll be LBW. If he's got glove on it, which the television replay suggests he has, as I first thought, actually, he's fine. So, you know, if someone had thrown themselves, they might have plucked this inches from the ground.
Yeah, I think I'm right in saying Virat's on the drive. He's on like a straight extra cover catching. He would have had a decent view of that just hitting the glove.
Shabazz bowls to root. Lovely length, that. Lovely ball in every way, but of course Root just played it like any other ball, forward defensive, and it ran out to cover. It was the perfect length, and length it all, really, for spin. Here he comes again. Another beauty. They ask about this one. Oh, that's maybe going down leg side. Did it hold its line? Do they review here? I think Kohli will review just because of the bowler's enthusiasm for it. He's got 10 seconds to decide. He's now got 8, 7, 6. He reviews. Not a bad review. If it spun, it could well be out.
I think this is a decent review at first glance. It's Joe Root pushing forward and the ball's just run into the pad.
Review for LBW. Original decision is not out. It's a fair delivery. Spin vision, please. Nice and slow. Yeah. Passing very close. Can we have ultra edge, please? Nice and slow. Yeah. roll it through. Flat line when the ball passes the bat. Ball tracking, please. Pitching in line. Impact in line. Wickets missing. On-field umpire on screen, please. Anil, stay with your original decision. You're on screen. Give not out, please.
Well, confirmation of not out from the third umpire, and it was a really good bit of umpiring, full stop. The ball was bouncing over the stumps, which shows you the value of the stride that Joe Root got in his defensive shot, because to us that looked, well, it looked perfect for line, didn't it, Gary?
I think I'm going to have to go in the defence of the review and the bowl here. The DRS showed that it was almost a foot bouncing over the stumps. That should have hit Joe Root in the face, not in the pad. I just can't believe that that technology is correct at this point.
Well, I mean, we've been watching him for a day bowl, Nadeem. I don't remember him ever getting a ball to bounce that high. He's been skidding most of his balls through. I mean, it did look like that trajectory on that particular ball was going up.
If you're just joining us, there's been a big appeal against Joe Root to India reviewed, and we were worried because it was very straight. As it turns out, the stride he got in, it hit him on the roll of the pad. It was going over the top of the stumps. Way! That's a real... The first ripping, spitting, unplayable delivery bowled by Shahbaz Nadeem. Rips out of the rough and hits Stokes on the gloves at about stomach, chest height type of thing.
You've been saying it, Gareth Batty. When it starts, it happens quickly. And all of a sudden, it started doing things.
Yeah, I still think we're a bit of time away from it becoming... extremely difficult.
Stokes has decided to go down the pitch, and that is a potential caught and bowled for Ashwin there. He's wringing his right hand. He's flung his right hand out to try and grab it. It's been knocked down. A single will be taken. Stokes goes to 32, and England put another to the total. Nadeem is in. That's wider of Stokes. Well, I thought that was going to be a brilliant catch at mid-wicket. The fielder has taken off to his left-hand side, full dive, and is it Pujara who's got a hand on that? And Stokes, from outside of off stump, he's trying to whack it into the leg side, and in the end, it's a brilliant attempt. Stokes has absolutely drilled that, and that's like a goalkeeper in the Premier League this afternoon. If you're going to be listening to the football commentary on TalkSport and TalkSport 2, that's a goalkeeper getting up to deny it going in the top corner. Stokes on this occasion drops it into the offside and takes a single, and it's 319 for three. Stokes goes to 35.
Just a reminder, he's now been dropped in two consecutive overs as well. I think there's a lot of players in India that would have taken that catch. Pujara's maybe not the most naturally athletic. He doesn't have much cartilage left in his knees. Although, to be fair, in that case, he was diving quite well. But he's not the most brilliant athlete in the field.
Brings Joe Root on to strike. 149 not out. Nadeem is around the wicket. And Joe Root, easily as you like, just pushes into the offside, into cover, and takes a single to take him to 150 not out, made from 260 deliveries. And Joe Root's incredible run of form continues. Has he ever played better than this? He's got 150 out of England's 320 for three.
Every ball of this test and the rest of the Tour of India is exclusively live on TalkSport 2. Subscribe to the Following On podcast for all the reaction to the day's play, which we'll rejoin next as Joe Root looks to secure his double century.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to extended highlights of day two of the first test between India and England from Chennai, exclusively on TalkSport 2. For expert analysis and all the reaction to the day's play, subscribe to the Following On podcast on whichever podcast app you use. We're straight back into the action with lunch on the horizon and Ben Stokes on 42 not out.
Men out on the boundary for Stokes. If he wants to go big on the left arm spinner, he's bowling left arm over. Yes. Stokes is going to go the reverse, though, into the offside. And that is beautifully timed Three bounces through backward point for four. What a shot that is. And Ben Stokes has 46 already from 72 balls faced.
He's just having a net, Ben, isn't he? Had a month off at home playing his Call of Duty on the Xbox. And now he's playing a test match in Chennai, but he's just having a bit of fun. Gone out there, no pressure whatsoever. He loves playing in India. Got a good record with the IPL. And now he's just having a net.
Out the rough.
It's great to watch.
Out the rough, no less. He's going on the reverse again. 46 not out. Guess what? Ben Stokes does it again. Pings it out the middle. Back to back reverse sweeps to take him to 50 from 73 deliveries. England 336 for three. And Ben Stokes has Test Match 50 number 23. He's turned 10 of those into hundreds. England will be hoping that number 11 is today. But Steve Harmison, your old mate, is making it look ridiculously easy.
Yeah, fantastic execution of the reverse sweep. That one was a lot more controlled. He hit the middle of the bat and he kept it down.
Stokes stays deep in the crease on this occasion, dropping it down at his toes.
What I'm liking about Ben Stokes is when he's in defence, he's dropping his hands and he's playing it soft. He's trying to play, you know, bounce the ball down in front of him and, you know, trying to play in a little bit of French cricket. But when he's attacking hard.
Stokes swings hard into the leg side. On this one, he's got a good old chunk of that piece of cricket ball and it's going to land 10, 15 rows back in the stand. And Ben Stokes is there, and he is in great form. 41 not out with the six. England 326 for three here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
115 overs gone. For all that excitement that the pitch is beginning to provide now, every now and then, not very often, I think England's batsmen will still be saying, and Root will still be saying, not enough. Not enough.
Yeah, absolutely, Manners, and it is not enough. The two of them, you know, two good friends, and you mentioned how good of friends they were. I spoke to Neil Fairbrother, who looks after Root and Stokes, day before the game, and talked about Ben presenting Joe with his cap, his 100th cap, and Joe spoke fondly about it last night in the media, and Ben Stokes was nervous, very nervous about what he was going to say and how he was going to say it, because he didn't want to make a mess of it. And you know, when you're talking about, you know, friendship and what they've gone through, they have gone through a hell of a lot. You know, Ben spoke fondly about Joe being there for him when things weren't going so well and what happened with Bristol and stuff like that. And then, obviously, you know, Ben and Joe have gone through their whole career, 70 odd test matches, you know, that Ben's got. So, you know, you talk about good friendships, and when you get into situations like this, having your mate 22 yards away is arguably as good as anything else in the world, because you want to get a score for him and he wants to do it for you.
Jasprit Bumrah's back into the attack now for a final burst before the lunch break. Here is Bumrah. First delivery is turned nicely off his pads by Joe Root down towards fine leg, and they go through for an easy single. I was thinking ice cream there, and you talk about Ben and Joe.
Business partnership in the future, I'm sure. But the Bumrah, really, all Indian attack has looked the most dangerous bowler, hasn't he, so far in this test match. So we say it's quite slow, the pitch, but he's the one who looks like taking wickets more than any of the other bowlers, which is promising for England, because we've got Archer and Anderson and Stokes in the bowling lineup.
Sundar in. Stokes goes for the slog sweep once more, and this time he's picked up another boundary. He hasn't got all of that. That's a little bit of a bottom edge on that, but he's got more than enough of it. But he looks at his back quizzically now, saying, what's wrong with you? Where's the middle? Bumrah in last ball of the over, and Stokes happy to push that one defensively out towards cover. And there's no run. We've only got a couple of minutes. Time for one more over before the lunch break, you would think. And Stokes is 63 not out. Joe Root's 155. England a 353 for three. Oh, it's not the end of the over, because that's been called a no ball.
Was that the alarm? Is that
the
alarm?
Yeah, that's the no ball alarm. Yeah.
Hang on a minute, you've not finished, mate. Come back, you're going to bowl another one. This vehicle's reversing.
it's a bit like your alarm and your eyes at 1:45 yesterday morning.
And this morning, mate. Dear me.
Your driver tried to get you about that 300 yards you didn't want to walk for your car this morning. This vehicle is reversing.
1:45 a.m. alarm call.
That's brutal.
What is that about?
That is brutal. 1:45. Last ball of the session, and Ben Stokes comes forward and blocks it away resolutely up towards mid-on. A dead bat defensive push, and England have had a very, very fine session. Resuming at 263 for three, they've taken the score to 355 for three, with Ben Stokes and Joe Root closing in on a century partnership after the double hundred partnership yesterday between Dom Sibley and the England captain, who's having a memorable 100th test match. England then 355 for three. I mean, you couldn't have asked for any more in that session, could you?
Brilliant session for England, and I think you got it spot on, Manners. I think for Ben Stokes to come to the crease and have that intent from ball one, it's allowed Joe Root just to bat and keep building his innings. And he was the one, the aggressor, when Don Sibley was at the crease. And it's almost like the roles have reversed, haven't they? And it's good when a team can do that. Communication. Ben likes to come to the crease. He likes to attack spin. We've seen that in many innings he's played over the years. And Joe now has just gone back in his shell a little bit, just playing for Ben Stokes. And if one of them gets out, it'll be interesting to see, because they've got Ollie Pope, who can play either innings. Ollie Pope can come to the crease. He can either dig in, or he, again, can attack the spinners. Josh Butler is another guy who can do it. So they're in a great position, England, at this moment.
I'm just thinking about Josh Butler. How are India going to feel when he walks to the crease at 450 for four?
Stokes is such a dominant figure out there. You know, some guys look taller than they are, feel bigger than they are, look more threatening than perhaps they need be. Oh, good shot. So, Root's back beautifully, eased off the back foot through square cover. That's something else, really. It's a man, in great form and timing it beautifully, but really just seeing it so big.
We're seeing the Rolls Royce of batting, aren't we? It's just beautiful, the way he's moving. Everything's elegant, precise. It looks the best of the best right now. He's moving forwards and backwards on this occasion, pushes back off that front foot press, and just a beautiful back foot punch. And the ball rattles off.
Oh, he's down the pitch there, and he gets all of it way over mid on, maybe into the top tier of that stand. A beautiful ball strike from a wonderful batsman. Ben Stokes goes to 72.
I'm not suggesting for a second anything, because I'm scratching my head. I mean, he's just run down the wicket and played a beautiful shot there. But I think if you're saying, I'm going to hit the rough, the one thing that you are saying to the batter is you know where the ball's going to pitch. So you're going to put your deep square leg, your deep mid-wicket. For me, I would say I would prefer him possibly running down the wicket like that. So I would even lose my point out and say your reverse sweep now is a biggish shot. The ideal thing is that you still have a man somewhere in and around there for if he doesn't get it for a catch. You don't have 12 fielders, unfortunately.
But at 374 for three, they are very much in need of a wicket. That's a statement of the obvious. Here's Bumrah once again. It's a slower ball, and it's a full toss, and Ben Stokes says, thanks, Jazz. I'll have that one through long on for four more.
Root's got off to a good start. Sibley's got off to a good start. Ben Stokes has. So it's all looking good so far for England. A long way to go, by the way. We haven't seen India bat, and it's always hard, isn't it, to judge what any wicket's like until you see both teams bat on it. And both teams bowl on it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I'm just wondering, and it's that the time has not come. I'm wondering when the time might come when England start to think and talk about a possible bowl at the end of day two, or will they just bat through the first 2 days? As I say, that time is not here yet. Slog sweep here as Shahbaz Nadeem comes back into the attack. It's caught at deep backward square leg. Chateswar Pujara fiddled and dropped it. It squirmed out of his hands, but he caught it at the second attempt. And Ben Stokes, who's profited so richly from the slog sweep, has perished to it in the end. And Shahbaz Nadeem, the left-arm spinner, has a wicket, the big wicket of Ben Stokes, who's batted beautifully for his 82. But you live by the sword and you die by it. And it's the slog sweep that has been so profitable for him, which has been his downfall as well.
Yeah, unfortunately for Ben Stokes, that we were talking about, when he hits the squares of the slog sweep and it goes to deep mid-wicket, that tends to be his stronger area. That one there, he almost were off balance when he caught the ball. It went down to a more orthodox place, backward behind backward square leg. And unfortunately for him, he got a little bit of a top edge And I say, Pujara had two goals in it, didn't he? But it's a big wicket for India. They needed the breakthrough. They managed it here on TalkSport 2. And England, 387 for 4 with Ollie Pope. Probably going to walk to the crease.
It's another short ball from Ishant Sharma. And Joe Root has gone out on the pull. Pulls out to the mid-wicket sweeper. Pujara will do the fielding. It's just a single. He goes to 175. And the 400 is up for England. A single from Joe Root takes them to 400. 400 for four. 131 overs and two balls. Well, that's the first marker. Now make it 450, then 500. But, Goffey, they've got to 400 at least.
Well, get in, cash in. And that's what England are doing and Joe Root's doing, without a doubt. But at least the Indian bowlers have been listening to Akash. He talked about bowling more bouncers. And we've seen that. We saw it from Bumrah. Now we've seen it from Sharma.
Yep. Do wonder if this is going to be a concerted attempt at quite a few short balls, just to see how the ball reacts.
Especially if he's going to play try and pull and hook on this sort of surface as well, because as I say, some will come out quicker than others.
Pope has five as he waits for Ishant Sharma. That's a slower ball. That's certainly not a bouncer. That's a slower ball that was drifting down the leg side. Pope tries to turn it in to the vacant area on the mid-wicket side, but only finds the fielder and there is no run. Do you get the feeling, Akash, that this will be a bit of a barrage short stuff, or was that just a coincidence, if you like?
Well, it should be better late than never, because you need to bowl the bouncers. There has to be a different line of attack, a different plan when the batsmen are set. But just one little thing that I wanted to actually highlight about that no-ball story. That 5 years prior to that third umpire calling the no ball, the average no balls per test match was about five. It has raised to increase to 11 now already.
So Ben Stokes becomes the first wicket of the day to fall as England look more than likely to bat out the entire second day. Download the Following On podcast to hear Gareth Batty, Darren Goff and Mark Nicholas review a good day with the bat for England. Now coming up, Joe Root looks to become the fifth England player to score a test double hundred in Asia as they begin to build a formidable total.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day two of the first test between India and England. With Ollie Pope now at the other end, England captain Joe Root is edging closer to his double hundred.
It's quite important when you just sense a little buzz about the opposition. You don't want to let them in the door. You don't want them to keep having new batsmen to bowl to. It's crucial that Pope spends time building innings and is an anchor for Root as he works that onto the leg side for no run. Good tidy over from Ashwin, 404 for four.
It's almost a double whammy. With a new batter coming in, it's not as easy to come in and rotate the strike as Root and Stokes were doing. So you're kind of pinning Root down at the non-striker's end and trying to get Pope under more pressure, make him face a lot of balls to pin him down there. So if one does spit and go, there's a better chance you're getting a newer batter. I think that's why they're trying to rush, and I think that's why they're trying to put the extra pressure on Pope. And there's a bit more chirp around the bat. There's a bit more hustle. You can hear it on the stump mic. There's just a bit more encouragement going on. You just feel like India maybe feel they're just in the long grass looking to pounce, and you just feel like they're just looking for that ball to just find an edge somewhere, find the pad.
Root on strike. I guess they won't mind Root having a single, although in fact he defends almost exactly in the way that Pope did three times last over, with his sort of half forward and then his back leg, his right leg, just comes across to sort of balance him. Down he comes, smashes it down the ground, does Root. Beautiful footwork and clean ball striking. A boundary to savour.
Wonderful footwork. He's run down the wicket, scampered down, not quite got to the pitch of the ball, but completes the shot, hits it hard and flat. Ollie Pope hits the deck. Wow, he's gone down hard. It would have hit him sort of throat height. It hits the deck. A little wry smile from the both of them. The shackles released. That is brilliant from Joe Root. That's not just releasing the pressure on himself. It's releasing pressure on Pope and the situation.
Down comes Pope. Nice, nice. Really nice. That is a super shot. The footwork is crisp and clear. The ball striking is clean. And thus it's a boundary to Pope, who moves from 7 to 11 in 40 balls at England to 415 for 4. What a platform this is.
Here is Ashwin once again. He bowls very, very quickly, not just through the air, but between deliveries as well. The question, the sort of a yes or no, England bowl this evening?
No.
Okay, that's good. I like that. So you're looking at 600 play. You just bat into the third morning. Here's Ashwin again. Sweep shot, and there's an appeal. It's caught at leg slip. Not out, says the umpire, Anil Chowdhury. Not out. It's his international debut for Anil Chowdhury. And, there's thinking about the DRS here, but Virat Kohli's gone for it. Right on 1 second to go. Literally 1 second to go. So Ollie Pope's gone for the sweep shot. He didn't think he hit it. I didn't think he hit it. Nobody obviously thought that he hit it. It's come off his pad, caught at leg slip. And the original appeal was not particularly enthusiastic, I didn't think. Maybe from Ravi Ashwin. But maybe it was some desperation. Okay, it's been reviewed. Gareth, talk us through it.
Yeah, Pope's down on a sweep and just got there a little bit early, and as the ball has bounced, it's gone up over the blade of the bat, missed the gloves for me, and hit him sort of halfway up the forearm on his right hand, his right forearm. So he's through the shot. The only thing it possibly could be, as it just grazed the glove as it's continued up onto the middle of his forearm, might just have hit the sweatband.
Can we have Ultrage, please?
All right, well, Ultrage there. It's hit him on the forearm, as you say, right, but sort of midway between the elbow and the wrist. So that's the impact we can definitely see. That's in no doubt whatsoever. Ultrage will tell us whether it has grazed the glove before it's hit him on the forearm. It's missed the bat, I think, is fair to say.
That's rumbling.
Yeah, it's missed the bat. There's nothing on Ultrage. Has it touched the glove?
Still rumbling.
No.
Yeah, roll it forward. Flat line.
Is that clear to you, Bats?
Yeah, it is for me. There's daylight between the ball, bat, ball tracking, yes, and glove.
I don't know why we're going to ball tracking. The third umpire has just
pitching
asking
line,
for
impact umpire's call.
I'm not sure why we're looking for LBW if it's hit him on the forearm.
On screen, please.
I mean,
Anil, you stay
okay,
with
fair enough. Yeah, I suppose it could be. Screen,
I'm just going to say one thing, Manners. We're just looking at ball tracking here. That should have bounced over his head if we're going on ball tracking. That's ridiculous.
No, you're right. Absolutely right. The third umpire is Chedahodi Shamsuddin, who's also making his test debut. So two debutants. Anyway, 416 for four. The score remains. It's not out. That ball tracking was that didn't look right at all.
Yeah, there's been a couple today where I've been suspect. But that's with human naked eye and so on and so forth.
Shabazz once again, and it's slapped away to backward point. There's no run. If you had the normal 15-man squad, then you'd be nervous, wouldn't you? You'd be worried. But England have got 19. They've got a whole spare attack. You know, and if you say, sorry, Jimmy, but you're not playing the next test anyway. Oh, that's gone straight through. It's hit him on the back leg. Appeal for leg before wicket. India have used up all their reviews. Absolutely distressed is Shabazz Nadeem. He's absolutely convinced he's got his man. Trapped LBW on the back leg. But Virat Kohli's got only himself to blame, really. He's had a couple of wildly speculative and optimistic reviews. And Ollie Pope lives to bat on another day, but...
I thought he's hit it, man. If he hasn't hit this, he's out. I mean, the bats were straight on it. Yeah, oh, I think he's got a little scratch on it. And he has, yeah.
He's thick inside edge.
Thick inside edge. But I think when you look at the appeal and the exuberance of appeal, it was begging a little bit. But goes back to what I was saying before, how raggy India have looked in this test match. The fielding's been... You know, relatively poor. There's two or three times in the last over, England have getting a single from a man inside the ring, and they've lost all three reviews. Poorly, two of them really, really poor. So, you know, for me, that tells you where India's at, and it's I think it's symptomatic to where India's been to. But I think England, one thing we have been talking about is not looking too far ahead, haven't we, Macca?
Ashwin in once again. Root's coming down the pitch. He's going over mid-on. Has he cleared it? Yes, he has.
Double.
Joe Root, double 100. An absolute beauty. Over wide, long on. He takes his helmet off, kisses the England badge on it. He's got a huge grin on his face. 341 balls, 439 for four, and Joe Root has almost half of those. Take a bow, captain, in your 100th test.
When he hits this, makes contact and it goes over the rope, Joe Root doesn't know he's got 200 here. He doesn't know he's got a double 100. You watch this again. He's hit it, then he turns around and looks at the scoreboard and his face completely changes.
Rohit Sharma to completely over. Bowls an absolute rank delivery. That was like me for on a third 11 on a Sunday afternoon. Well, Joe Root's played it away. A walk down the pitch for a comfortable single, and he's just giggling because that is absolute fifth. Virat Kohli's just gone up to him and just a little fist bump to say well played, because that is the end of the session. It is tea on day two, and England won the toss at 9 o'clock Chennai time yesterday morning, and at 2:10 on day two they are still batting. 454 for four is the scoreline after 147 overs. England have missed out on putting 100 runs on in the session by only a single. They put on 99 runs in 28 overs. It has been a stunning effort from the England captain once again. He is walking off the pitch with 209 to his name so far. 353 balls faced. 19 of them have been hit for four. Two of them have hit for six. Ollie Pope, 24 not out from 74 balls faced for him. He's hit two boundaries. The only man dismissed today, Ben Stokes, caught by Pujara at the third attempt, I might add, off the bowling of Nadeem for 82 from just 157 balls. That wicket going down in the 127th over of the innings. 147 have been sent down. And at tee, Steve Harmison and Darren Goff, England, 454 for four.
England captain Joe Root's incredible form continues as he passes 200 as we reach tea on day two of the first test between India and England. The Following On podcast rounds up the day's play with expert analysis from the TalkSport 2 commentary team. Subscribe on whichever podcast app you use. So, will we have a calm final session of the day? We'll find out how the day closed out next here on Following On from TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to Following On from TalkSport 2 with exclusive highlights of an eventful second day of the first test between India and England. Now, England resumed for the evening session on 454 for 4, with captain Joe Root still going strong in the 200s and Ollie Pope looking solid, looking to build a mammoth first innings total.
Hi, it's Joe Root. You're listening to the England Tour, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
460 for 4 now. Jasprit Bumrah looking for a third wicket. Got two of the four to have fallen. Oh, and that's a thick edge, and it's gone past, slipped down towards third man for 4. It wouldn't have carried had there been a second or third slip. There is only one slip, and he's pretty wide. He's trying to cover, that's the captain, Virat Kohli. He's trying to cover first and second slip, but this wouldn't have carried, would it? It's an old and tired ball.
Yeah, and it was a reasonable sort of edge as well from Ollie Pope. He got in a pretty good position, but it's so far outside his eye line. It's sort of a whitish ball that he's thrown his hands at. In the end, he did well not to try and throw his hands too much, which maybe just stopped it going finer as a nick. He sort of rode it almost with his swing. But yeah, I mean, that's not a good sign for the fast bowlers watching there.
This is Ashwin still bowling from very close to the stumps and with a very high arm, overspin mainly, not much off spin. So not the side spin that, you know, there's two different ways of bowling spin. And on that occasion, Root was able to go back and work the single on the leg side as the ball was just, well, what we would call on a good length. But of course, he's so deep in the crease on the back foot that he works it away as if it was short. That's close to LBW and maybe LBW. Yep, it sure is. That's a lovely bit of bowling. Exactly the ball I'm talking about, really. The overspinner that hurries on. And England are not to review it, I wouldn't think. He looked in front of all three, did Ollie Pope. And a good experience for him comes to an end as he trudges off the field, disconsolate, having missed a straight ball. It really is as simple as that.
Yeah, Ollie Pope looked up at his captain at the other end as it struck him on the back leg. Just trying to knock the ball into mid-wicket, and the ball straightened on him, hurried on, hit him bang in front of all three. The captain unfortunately gave him that knowing shake of the head. Sorry, pal, we're not going to waste a review on this one. That's as out as they come.
It is fragile, this game. You watch Root bat, you think that he might never get out. Then suddenly he'll nick one and he'll think, gosh, he could have got out at any time. You know, it was a bit like Dom Sibley last night, who suddenly missed a straight ball, albeit a swinging one. Possibly because he was looking to defend for the close of play rather than score off it. It was a single out on the offside for Butler, who goes to 3. Root has 218, is on strike now. He's 477 for 5 is the England total. No, they ask for LBW. Oh, he's given it out. He's given it out. He'll definitely review that. That looks to me like it might be drifting down the leg side. Root was well forward, trying to work the ball through square leg. And I'll be fascinated to see the replay of this and to listen to DRS.
Play review for LBW. Original this.
Root has reviewed.
Decision is out. It's a fair delivery. Spin vision, please. Nice and slow. Yeah, ball passing very close to the bat. Can we have alterage, please?
Well, it's closer than we thought. Could be hitting leg stump.
Roll it nice and slow. Roll it forward. Still up to the pads, please. Yeah, flat line when the ball passes the bat. Ball tracking, please.
Definite concern there was on Root's face. We're going to the ball tracker now.
Pitching in line. Impact in line. Wickets hitting. On-field umpire on screen, please. Nitin, stay with the original decision.
You're yes, so the Keep original up, decision stands. So umpire Menon has got it dead right, and Joe Root's remarkable innings comes to an end. He's not happy at all, missing a relatively innocuous delivery. But this, of course, won't receive a standing ovation from a crowd, but everybody in their hearts will be applauding an outstanding performance in his 100th Test match. The England captain is finally out for 218.
Magnificent innings there by the England captain, 218, and he goes off kicking the ground, and he's cursing, and I think he's cursing with himself more than the decision. I think he's cursing himself that he's missed the ball. That's relatively straight, what he would call his bread and butter, that he's picked off so many times in this innings. I think Jared said earlier, 90-odd singles that he had, and that was another one in the slot for him. That's what's probably disappointed him.
Well, we're going to have spin both ends because Ashwin will bowl, and that is short and wide of off stump, and Joss Butler's just flayed that off the back foot along the carpet all the way to the extra cover boundary, and Joss Butler moves to double figures. He's got 13 from 29. Glorious shot as England go 489 for 6.
Absolutely, Mac. A beautiful timing there by Joss Butler. Just gone back in the crease. Give himself a little bit more room, a little bit more time for the ball to come to him. Right back on top of his stumps, the depth of the crease, and he timed the ball beautifully. And I just wonder if that there just lights the blue touch paper.
Butler on this occasion is deep in his crease, hitting hard into the covers along the floor, and oh, it's gone for 4. I almost just assumed that there was a sweeper out there with the state of the game and it was going to be a long single, but it's back-to-back boundaries. Jeez. Yeah, like you say, this might be what Joss Butler needs just to light the touch paper.
Oh, and that one has turned away behind square on the leg side, past leg slip. Virat Kohli stuck his right hand out. I think that's come off the bat, actually. It's gone very quickly off Joss Butler. Yes, indeed. Well, that's very well bowled by Washington Sundar, because he's put a little bit of extra pace. He's bowled that with some power, and it's gripped and turned, and Joss Butler's inside edge has just gone past Virat Kohli at leg slip. Had he been finer, it would have been a regulation shin-high catch, but yeah, it's just gone a bit too fine, or maybe leg slip's too square. 525 for 6. He's shown. Bowled in! He's left it alone. Butler's left it alone. There's just a little bit of drift back in towards the stumps. A little bit, perhaps, of reverse swing, but it wasn't the right one to leave anyway. It was too close to the off stump. And that tiny bit of movement, Butler leaving it alone, and it's just flicked the off stump, and he's bowled for 30. England lose their 7th wicket with a total on 525. The persevering Ishant Sharma finally has something to show for his efforts.
Did you think the ball before did him? Because he played a wideish ball, inside edge, and he was frustrated at that.
Definitely.
He'd not cleared his
definitely
mind.
Definitely. That's the mental.
And then left the next one. Yeah.
Spot on, Goffey. I really do agree with that.
I'm just having a look at the Hawkeye mark. It really didn't come in all that much. I mean, it did fade in, but it wasn't... he's made a mistake on the line.
I told him! First ball, Jofra Archer, done completely by Ishant Sharma. Beautiful movement back at him at a strong pace. That's the great thing about Ishant. No matter what time of day it is, he'll come at you.
Successive boundaries, back-to-back fours for Don Best, takes him up to 16. England 519 for 6.
Inexperienced umpires have made two, you know, had two very, very good days in Chennai.
Yeah, and let's hope from an England point of view that it becomes a lot harder for them, so the ball does start to do a bit more and explode, and then those borderline decisions, it just showed DRS just clipping.
Don Best goes and clips it into the leg slide, and Rohit Sharma drops a goober. That's an absolute dolly. Washington Sundar's got 0 for 93, is in his 25th over, and Don Best has just clipped it straight to the mid-wicket and it's been shelled.
That's Rohit Sharma not fancying facing James Anderson for one over with a brand new SG ball. That's what that is. He's had to move an extra 10 yards from first slip over to mid-wicket, and the easiest way to describe it, I think he could underarm to at least an under 6 or an under 7, and I think they would still catch it. Probably too easy for Rohit Sharma. Just in his eye line where he's had to change his hands to go up over, but that is an absolute goober. And Ben Stokes' face has just come on the screen, and he could not believe it either. Virat Kohli is not a happy captain at the moment.
Sundar is still looking for his first wicket in the innings. Around the wicket to Jack Leach. Jack Leach is coming down the pitch. He's launched it back over the bowler's head, and it's gone over mid-off and away for 4.
Well, Jack Leach's greatest batting moment might have been where he barely played a shot in anger. That might be one of the best strokes that Jack Leach has played. Down the pitch, takes it on, and puts the bowler back over his head for 4.
Last ball of the day, Jasper Bumrah into Don Best, and he pushes it gently up to Ashwin at mid-on. And that's the end of the day's play, as the senior umpire, Nitish Menon, removes the bails. Don Best finishes the day unbeaten on 28 in the company of Jack Leach on 6. Jimmy Anderson has spent 2 days with his feet mostly up.
So England bat out the day, ending on 555 for 8, with India facing the prospect of a third straight morning in the field. Now you've heard the extended highlights of the second day's play, listen to the following on podcast from TalkSport for all the reaction and analysis from Chennai. We'll be back with exclusive coverage on day 3 of the first test between India and England. It all starts at 3:45 a.m. on TalkSport 2 tomorrow morning.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.